Blog Talk Radio.
Black House Sound B, man. If it wasn't for the hip hop workshop, you know what I'm saying? That worked out. Gotta pay homage to that. You know what I'm talking about?
It be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work. How we put them lyrics on the back. Okay. We work. How it be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work. How we put them lyrics on the back.
Do
we
work? Line.
I'm on a different channel, until we work. Got Motley spitting verses, until we work. I Motley music surfing, look like no commercial. Show when they claim my group was so controversial. Show before my Taylor flow, dedicated to get the dough. Back 2005, on the court was letting them know. Black on black crime, East Cleveland fest we going down. All the rock is in its prime. Hip hop workshop help you use your mind. On the day we grind, too many snakes to promote us. That's why I got it, said take heed to stop for taking over. Cleveland talent is cold, yeah. And Ted opening up the doors. So Cleveland hip hop awards. You think I learned about third boy? We don't support Cleveland artists in which you so concerned for. None of you wanna try to show people become a third boy. Workshop, it be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work, how we put them lyrics on the badge. We work, how it be the hip hop workshop, it be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work, how we put them lyrics on the badge. We work, how.
EC Neighborhood, Ping Pong, and Chess House. That's where the hip-hop workshop started out. Design of a decade, 2004. We're legendary, historic, and much more. First hip-hop show at the EC Theater. First hip-hop show at the Call and Post building. Our photos made the plane dealer many times. Many Suave Gotti coming through just to drop a rhyme. Be real, poppin' wheelies. In his wheelchair, after we, brother Ted, they were there. Alex Moore and Malika filmed the show. Remember Londie, Brandon, and Josh. Red Dog, the brother dressed in all red. AUG and Beat Effect and Thoroughbred. It's time to go back into rhyme, back to the future, back into time. True Cap, Spade 216 was called Soldier. Nappy Head Fred was Fred G, but old dub and old now he's bald head Fred. Remember Renaissance? Before Oprah, you became the Dollhouse. The governor of EC, who used to rock. Changed his name to Sean Niggy Knock, and paved the way for On Deck DNA. Almost forgot Big E and Solomon Kane. The Terror Slow from Chemical Ali. Big Buddha Star would sing R&B. Queen of Sue and Dove kept it Afrocentric. Bill Swain kept the revolution mentioned. Shout out to the creator, Mama Porter, Dollar Rock, Lady D, Art McCoy. You can be mean, but keep it clean.
It be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work. How we put them lyrics on the badge. We work. How it be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work. How we put them lyrics on the badge. We work. Out.
When I first started out, I simply tripped down Euclid and E-Row. That's when Dollar Rock was on the turntable, straight rocking the show. 5 years later, when Sherrod opened the door, I knew I felt blessed. That's when I got promotional inspiration from GMS. That beautiful voice from Miss Tammy always relieved my stress. Cause she let me know when it comes to life, it's a valuable test. When you got one to live, you try your best to achieve something for it. That's why I love colors of the rainbow from the solo poet. That motivate me to do my thing and just keep keep on flowing. Whatever tonic from 1008, man, just kept my mind going. From black on black to the OPN, man, that's love I'm showing. Because they said it's on the movement, it's just currency growing. Shouts out to Art McCoy for keeping alive 137 shots. That's why I stay such a freaking high side. From crooks and cops, hip hop workshop is the bread that I have you on a journey to fame. If you ain't about that, then listen to Ronnie B's Windows of Pain.
It be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work out. We put the lyrics over that. We work out. It be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work out. We put them lyrics on the pad until we work out.
And definitely, welcome once again. That's a nice way to start it off, and we'll get to why we started it off that way, playing a song like The Hip Hop Workshop from Black House Sounds featuring Sheriff Kilroy. You are listening to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 5, Verse 37, and that man is simple. It stands for Music Activism News as an abbreviation, acronym, and the number here for those online looking at your smartphones and computers and all of that, it is 646-478-0944. While I'm looking at that, 216-215, 216-804, 216-209, which I'll get through quickly, I just want to give you three quick disclaimers so you know what's going on. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so I have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, iPhone for any and all information that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk? You can stay quiet and you go back on hold. Now, top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. All right, we're going to start off with number 10. Wow, Sheriff Kilroy, video premiere on my page tonight. Get to that in a moment. Number 9, the debut, National Action Network. Yesterday at Shaw High, they showed the movie Selma with a free dinner. That was a beautiful job of what they did. Number 8, the debut, this Sunday, Jax Racino, voiceatradio.com, will have a live broadcast and a Browns tailgate party. Not really sure what for, but anyway, they're having one. Starting at around 9:30 a.m. Number 7, debut, Black on Black Crime Incorporated and Man to Man, Black History Films. More on that in just a little while. Number 6, moving up, Black Odyssey, thousands of YouTube views for their videos. Number 5, moving up, Thank You Jesus, CCR2. Or you can find 07-26-16-CCR. Both of those videos are on YouTube from Black House Sounds. Number 4, the debut, Chocolate Cake Show. That was a nice little high-standing event she had last Saturday at the Brick House right off of East 9th downtown. Number 3, this Sunday, noon to 6:30 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, registering felons for jobs and to be able to vote. Entertainment also, and that'll be at East 105 St. Clair, Man in the Street. Will be a part of this as well as the inner city Republican movement. Number 2, debut, HGS Music, Free Sounds and Food. That's this coming Saturday, noon, Cleveland Standard Time at the Superfly Barbershop, 14064 Euclid Avenue, across from East Cleveland Library. Black Man Army event, free barbecue, drinks, and that's this Saturday, noon, Cleveland Standard Time, Black House Sounds. Probably I'll be there as well. And number 1, the biggest jump, Black on Black Crime Incorporated's Hip Hop Workshop, episode number 172. More on that in just a little while. I have so many people on the phone lines that I just want to at least stop and let people know that if they choose, you can use Facebook or Blog Talk, Bored and Restless Club, or D-Gambit Radio, which airs on Sundays, or I Am a Superwoman Radio, which is like all week long. And I'm just going to say people can also go to the whohasthepower.com and check out what's going on. So this is what I'm going to do. I have so many people on the phone lines. I'm going to start off with 26215. How you doing out there?
Hello, how are you?
I am doing very well. I feel very well blessed. Thank you. What's going on with you?
Well, just been working. That's the reason I haven't been on that much. But I still been listening. Sometimes when I be available, but I just can't talk, I'll be listening. But today I'm available. I have some things on my mind I wanted to ask you.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
I wanted to know about Tamir Rice's case, because I still be thinking about him a lot with how the tragedy began and he's the shooting and everything. And I want to know if that case is still pending. Did his mother, mom ever get justice on his case? Also, Timothy and Melissa's case, because I think about them all the time. And when you have a tragedy like that, money just can't buy you out of situations like that. I think justice needs to be served.
I thank you so much, because I do know that in one instance, they are supposed to be tearing the gazebo down, but not destroying it. They're going to take the gazebo down piece by piece this coming Wednesday. I guess that demolition will start this Wednesday, but I can't really say demolition, because once they take it apart, they're taking it to a museum in Chicago that requested it. So I believe that museum wants the gazebo to at least be able to always remember what has happened. That's number one. Number two, yes, the Rice family has had money, compensatory damages, but like you said, that's not going to suffice. So right now, the city of Cleveland, everybody's waiting to see what the judgment will be from Cleveland towards, at least we will say, discipline towards the 911 person who made the call, and also Cleveland are checking out and seeing what's going on with the two officers, Officer Lohman and Garnback, if there will be any punishment, and if so, what will it be? And as for Tim and Melissa, Officer Brillo, we will say that Officer Brillo was fired by the city of Cleveland, but this month, Steve Loomis, CPPA, Cleveland Police Patrolman Association, has promised to take that case through arbitration and get him his job back. So those are some of the things that we need to watch for very closely, and I hope that helps.
It is a shame how they discriminate against African Americans. It's definitely discrimination, because as soon as something happens with African American, they charge them real quick and throw them in jail. Oh my God.
And that is so true. As a matter of fact, before I get to the other phone callers, I'm going to do my best to get to and break this down a little bit further, because I'll say two Wednesdays ago, we had a Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting, and Angela Woodson of the NAACP, she brought attorney Mark McClain to explain arbitration to us, basically speaking because of just what we talked about with Officer Brillo. And some of the things, but not all, I didn't realize that arbitration was set up because, especially with unions and others, they may not want the full court or the file full paperwork. And I didn't realize that arbitrators come from the American Arbitration Society. And a lot of times the arbitrators, people will say, well, why would they rule and say a police officer can keep their job when they've done something insane? And most times the arbitrators will look at a case. This is going to sound insane, but they will look at an officer, and that officer might say, well, yes, I beat this man up, I stomped on him, but for the past 5 years, there were two other officers who stomped on people, and they were allowed to keep their jobs, and you didn't do anything with them. And the arbitrator will sit there and say, well, you know, that is very fair. So we can't punish this one because the city didn't punish that one. So the arbitrators have guidelines, but those guidelines are supposed to be based on what the city has done. So when you look at it, or how arbitrators are picked by the city, it's really on us. Like, arbitration is off of the books right now this year, but the city and the union are negotiating. And if we, the citizens, don't watch out, they will allow arbitration to go right back in effect. And it's up to the mayor and city council to say no for us to pressure those leaders. Or we can change the city charter. So if we change the city charter, we can put it out there like that. We can also take civil service protection off of city workers. That's something else we can do. That's just a part of arbitration, and you need to know how that works so we can get out there, because I'm going to say this. It was a lot of people who worked together, a lot of different groups. They got rid of Timothy McGinty, and they ended up getting a new prosecutor. It was also a lot of different groups that got rid of the red light cameras. And before I go to the phones, I think with all the different groups that were there at the Black-on-Black Crime Incorporated meeting, and all the others who are against arbitration, and those listening on my phone lines, we can team up to change anything. So I hope that just puts a little bit more in the driver's seat and lets you know that we can work on some things and change it.
That's right. I agree with that. I've seen that change. I heard that.
All right. So thank you again for calling.
Okay.
Thank
and
you.
Please hold the line, because you never know what we might get into.
Yeah, I'll be listening.
Thank you. And even if there are a lot of people on the phones, I'd like to tell people that if something happens and I get into something and you weren't able to express yourself later on, hey, you can feel free. If you haven't hit your one key, go ahead and hit it. If you have, you can always hang up and call again, and I'll do my best to get back to the phone lines, because you all make up this show. And I want to let people know, I did hint or allude to it, the Black Man's Army meetings are at 6 p.m. on Wednesdays, Cleveland Standard Time, followed by Black on Black Crime Incorporated at 7:15 p.m. on 15415 Kipling Avenue off Ivanhoe, between East 152nd and St. Clair intersection, and Euclid Avenue with the 44110. That's 44110. If there are announcements, I'm going to do my best to get them out the way before I even get to anything else. And I want to let people know real quick that the Black on Black Crime Incorporated and Man to Man presents Black History Films, definitely talking to the young black men and men from all ages and parents. They present Black History Films starting this Thursday, September 15th, 2016, 5 to 7 p.m. at 15415 Kipling Avenue. Come out and join in a discussion on why black-on-black killings must stop, while looking back on who we are and where we come from. So I'm having a fun time, because I'm getting some nice things out the way. Before I go to a couple of other phone calls, let's go to 216-804. 216-804, you've been very patient. How are you doing out there?
Mr. Porter, I am doing exceptionally well.
Good. What's
on my mind is this, a workshop.
Okay.
I think we have one of the best workshops that we've had before, and I can truthfully say we have some fantastic people there who are well qualified. And but most of all, we were so proud of the videos that were shown, Black House Sound, and the entire group. You all did a magnificent job with pressure. Second, thank you, Jesus. And also the last video, Walk Like a Man. You all keep up the good work, because you all did a fantastic performance. And as a result, I feel that you are one of the best and top groups in the city. Keep up the good work. Black House Sound.
Thank you so much. Just hold the line. Wow. It was so nice to be able to start off with that particular Black House Sound track that at the top of the hour that was on the CD called The Sheriff. And my thing is, it really was a beautiful hip-hop workshop. I'm hoping and praying I can get into some of that this week and not have to wait until next week. But I will say one thing, and that is to be able to deal with facts and not fiction, and it's a beautiful thing in itself. As a matter of fact, I'm going to, before I move down the line, I want to throw out there, if there are any activities like I got into earlier, we know about what's going on this Sunday from 12 to 6:30, but I have to let people know that this coming Thursday, East Cleveland Citywide Democratic Organization 2016, Nathaniel Martin, Citywide Leader. If you don't vote, you don't count. Contact them at 216-860-4239 because this Thursday, September 15th, 4:30 p.m. to 7, East Cleveland Public Library, 14101 Euclid Avenue. They will be discussing, and they have a three-minute open mic, but the update of the City of East Cleveland annexation, the update of recall of City Council President Thomas Wheeler and Mayor Gary Norton, as well as the update on judicial elections and the United States Senator Ted Strickland. And the following meeting from that would be Thursday, October 20th. But you know, if for those who didn't realize it, East Cleveland residents in December will vote to recall Mayor Norton and Ward 3 Councilman Wheeler. But on September 29th, there's definitely parking at Windermere Rapids, because in East Cleveland, a lot of the residents have gotten together, and at the Noble Road toxic land dump, our water, land, and air poison, a health hazard to our children. Our seniors are sick. The very health of everyone living in East Cleveland is threatened. Our neighborhoods, schools, churches, and businesses all at risk. Only in East Cleveland, a 95% black city, with the Argo Company and George Michael Riley Sr. do this to us. They don't care about us. And the march on East Cleveland will start Thursday, September 29th at 4:30 p.m. The march starts at East Cleveland Library, 14101 Euclid Avenue. And come on, you're bringing in debris from buildings, houses, lead, you name it. We know what's going on in the community, and it's also on the borderline of Cleveland, Cleveland's Ward 10 area. So we definitely have to make sure that a lot of Cleveland residents come out as well. So this is not something that's just, you know, pitched out there on one person. This seems to be everybody's problem. I'm going to 216-209 because you waited so patiently. How you doing out there?
I'm good, Brother Aaron. And for all those who don't know, this is John from Black Odyssey. I got a mouthful to say about that Gary Norton guy, because he's a straight sellout, man. I mean, he sold out the whole community, sold out so many people that invested their time, money, and energy to try to save what is East Cleveland. I mean, you know, he should be ashamed. He should be ashamed, seriously. I mean, a real ashamed. And that's a lesson for all the people that's young, that cannot vote, and that is seeing what's going on. Pay attention, because I'm going to say this real clearly. When you're dealing with the law and the laws and the crooked lawyers, it's only 1 second in, but a lifetime out. And I have to really, really say that, because there's so many people. I mean, we watching right before our eyes what's happening in Detroit, and what happened in Detroit was happening right here in East Cleveland. But what's even more worse about that, he's not just selling the people down the drain with their money. No, no, he's putting their health in danger too as well. So, you know, you got to ask yourself, I mean, if you really not helping the problem, then why don't you just step down and save everybody else the headache and the heartbreak? Just step down. Be a real man about it and step down.
Ooh.
Man, I don't want to get too far off the subject, because I did call in for music today. I mean, it just disturbs me what happens in my community and other communities to surround us. So, and I am a concerned citizen as well. So, but
Al, I want to tell you now, we are setting the grounds for another Best of the Best showcase.
Nice.
I have so many artists that just hit me up that they're saying, we need you, we need this, we need this, we need this. So I'm like, okay. I hear the cry. So next month will be the last month I'm taking video offers for that $80 price range for the summer. And we're going to be starting to set up for the show so we can get everything back together again and everything. So I want to shout out to Black House Sounds, and I will be reaching out to them soon once we get things together for as a special guest to perform at the show. So shout out to Black House Sounds. I'm loving their movement. I'm loving the positivity and the things that they do for the neighborhood and the communities and stuff. So I always will love to stretch an extra warm hand out to anybody that's around and want to help anybody else in our community, because we all brothers and sisters of one community. So, and thank you, Al, because without your help and people just surrounding the team, we wouldn't be as successful as we are. So I just want to say thank you. And for the last mixtape, I want to give that stat out. We are at 9,000 views on the last mixtape, 9,568.
Nice.
So it's just in a matter of months, that Best of the Best mixtape will be over 10,000 views. So trust to believe this is a real movement, and people are getting some of the best exposure they ever got in a lifetime just from working with at the show and doing the things in the showcase and coming on the radio station. So the proof is in the pudding, and the numbers is really working. So I want to thank all the supporters. I want to thank another special supporter, D.V. Atkins, because every time he flies up from Atlanta, he always comes in to check on me and see how this movement is coming in and how it's going and everything. So thank you. I'm truly blessed, and I want to just shine my blessing on all the other people that's listening on this program. Thank you. And for all those who don't know where to find me, you can start by typing in BLAQODESSY. You could use that for Facebook, Google+, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you, brother.
I appreciate you too, Al. Thanks.
No problem. Just keep on listening. I know I got something that you like. I appreciate everybody, because I have a few people to get to on the phone line, and I thank you all for being considerate of each other's time. I know I'll be getting the 216-417, then 216-205, then 216-702, and I want to start off and just say that the blackonblackcleveland.com, that's the Black on Black Crime Incorporated website. You can also Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. I think 11 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Wow, the new solo video from Al Porter Jr., a.k.a. Sheriff Kilroy, shot and featuring people such as Black House Sounds in the background. The message on that one may be a little bit controversial, a little bit crazy, but by the time it's over, all I can say is you'll respect where I'm coming from, and if you don't like it, we could deal with it. And also, I want to tell people that you can check out the Art McCoy Radio Show Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com, WERE 1490 AM. And before I do anything else, I just want to take out the stepladder of 10 feet for this soapbox and definitely mention the name of Christiana Onyecholm. See, how many would judge a book by its cover? Nigerian lady, always had three or four big heavy trash bags. Some, though, would just look at her as a bag lady and just say, and write her off. But a lot of people don't realize she made crowns. The funny looking red, black, and green hat I have on, and she made one for me. She made several beautiful hats for Art McCoy and the Black Man Army Brothers. Made all of silver B's, B, 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 B in the mix, his hats and crowns. A lot of people wouldn't have known that she took the time and donated bags of handmade clothes to the African Museum to be sold. Yesterday, I got a chance to go to the African. Wow, it's just something. It was at the African American History Museum, 1765 Crawford Road, from 2 to 5 p.m. Oh, by the way, if you want to be on the board, you can dial up 216-374-2899. Let them know you heard it from me here. You know, yesterday they honored our sister Christiana Anya Sholem, our Nigerian African queen. You had the solo poet doing the drumming. You had Sister Susan, a welcome. Libation was from Brother Greg. Acknowledgements was definitely from Sister Francis, Brother Poet, and Dr. Reverend Dr. A.D. Borshade. And, you know, that was done then, but last acknowledgments will be tomorrow. They will be tomorrow at the Church GESU on the campus of John Carroll at 10:30 a.m. 10:30 a.m. Definitely, that's at 2470 Mossimer Boulevard, University Heights, Ohio. So you just can't judge books by their covers. I have a couple other things to say, some things that even hit me hard. But first of all, before I deal with that, let me go to 216-417 because you've been on for too long waiting. How are you doing?
Black House Sound, what's going on, Mr. Porter?
I'm enjoying how the hip-hop workshop went, my brother. It was a blessing.
Well, I'm enjoying the hip-hop workshop as well. First of all, if I want to start off showing love to the Black Odyssey people in the movement that they're doing. It's always great when a person can help people out and also come with valuable information and also have a heart about what's going on in the city. But I want to talk about, real quick, the show and, you know, on Saturday, the hip-hop workshop. And I just can't believe from East Cleveland, the ping pong spot right across the street from the old strip boat, I can't believe that. You know, it just seemed like the hip-hop workshop just get better and better. And, you know, you have artists like MC Chill and MC Brains and just so many other people, Voice and Radio, all them type of people come through. Then you have other folks come through that lost their children or whatever. But this last Saturday, I really felt good when I saw the standing ovation. And everybody stood up, even people that I think they really don't care for. That's how I know it's a God. And that's how I also know if you do good work or keep working hard to do great work, even people that really don't care for you start cheering you on. And it's a real good feeling because we worked so hard for that. I want to thank Brother Milligren, Sister Nyjah, the sheriff, Endo Dubsack, and of course, everybody that was there that cheered us on. And it was just a wonderful event. And I can't wait for next month to go back there and do two more, hopefully, new songs that we have for CCR2. Also, CCR2, I know everybody been, you know, listening throughout these Mondays. And, you know, them brothers said they was going to drop that CD 2 months ago or whatever. Well, yeah, you know, we wanted to do that, but, you know, it wouldn't have what it have now if we just would have just dumped it out there. And as an artist, you know, for me as an artist, sometimes you want to, you know, get your material out there before somebody else get to the level that you want. But at the end of the day, when you think about people like Ali, LeBron James, Bruce Lee, Malcolm X, you know, it took a lot of work. These people, they had to work nonstop. They had to be contained, like Ray Charles. You know, they had to be contained to their talent and just keep practicing and practicing. And that's what Black House Sound is doing. If anybody want to know the secret, that's all we doing. And I'm just happy that it's paying off. So practice eventually help you look perfect. So that's all I have to say for every local artist that's on the line listening or on the line that's trying to get out there themselves locally, internationally. I just want to just pay homage and show love right now because Black House Sound is no better than no one else. And if it wasn't for the Lord, we wouldn't have a CCR 2 or a CCR 1. So I just want to say that and just pay homage. And I want to thank the young lady that said we one of the best groups in Cleveland. That really mean a lot to my heart and soul. And that's all I got to say. Black House Sound make real Cleveland music.
I'm into that. Thanks, brother. As a matter of fact, as I sit back, it was just a beautiful experience to be able to record alongside people who are pushing their music out. And I feel blessed with people when they decide to tune in to this radio program. You know, you never know how a show or callers may cause you to feel because I want to give a rest in heaven, rest in peace to Paula Maxine Dupree. She was my aunt. She passed, I would say, early Friday morning. You learn how to just grin and bear things. And the fact of the matter is that 93rd Union Gaines Funeral Home, that's where you can view her. And I look at Paula Maxine Dupree. That definitely is not my aunt resting in there. That's a shell. The spirit, I'm looking at it, can now fly free because she suffered from Alzheimer's and dementia for almost, I'll say, a decade probably. And nursing home, and a lot of people would say, well, why don't you go out there and talk about this, that, and other all the time? It's because when I get out there myself, I do what I can to help others because a lot of times it helps me at the same time. Helps me to continue to learn compassion. And you never know what you might be able to deal with as you encounter certain things. And I just want to say that I send a great deal of love and respect to my cousin, her son, Dupree. I know he's handling things very rough. It's his mom, and I know how I'd feel. So, you know, with that being said, I just, for Junior, I appreciate you, brother, and I appreciate you for standing strong and staying strong. I want to just take the time now, got that little bit out of my way, go back to the phone lines and see what's on some other people's minds because I know you all just don't tune in to hear me talk a lot. I don't do this show to hear me talk a lot. So I can only imagine what it's like for you. I do want to let you know that the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop radio show is now on Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com. And if you want to catch some of our music, this coming week I'm getting with Emax. We're going to put more music out. You'll even hear some new music by next Monday. Music goes out on shoutcast.com. You could type in Hood Tunes Radio, 24 hours a day, music from our playlist. With that being said, like, hey, 216-205, don't be too upset. I've been talking too long. How you doing? 216-205. So you probably call to take us up on our offer. And that offer at the beginning tells people, hey, you don't have to be rude. If you can't talk for some reason, you might be at work or doing something else. Hey, you could just listen. Don't say anything. We'll put you back on hold. And we steal a family out of all of that. I'm going to do two things before I get to the other phone call. I'm going to go to Tomahawk Radio and say their show comes on Mondays at 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on www.newstalkcleveland.com. Reason I tell you these is so that you can get out there and start to mingle with shows that are doing something so that you can at least promote yourself, get in other people's movements, and do things. Woo, let me put out my 20-foot step ladder. for this soapbox, and I'll be right with the 216702. But it's only going to be a 20-foot step ladder for this soapbox. It should only take about 3 minutes or less. I live in Cleveland, Ohio, and with a team as bad as mine, well, when it comes to the Browns, I always pick a secondary team to root for. This year is easy for me. 10:20 p.m. tonight after my show ends, my favorite team, second favorite team, happens to be none other than the San Francisco 49ers, who has a real man as quarterback, whether starting or not, quarterback Colin Kaepernick, who will play in the second NFL doubleheader game tonight at ESPN at about 10:20. All right, so about another 40 minutes. But anyway, Colin could have ducked out on any minority rights talk. I mean, he was born biracial. He could get by. He was adopted by white parents and raised well. Been to the Super Bowl, but no, he refused to stand. And he did that in protest during the national anthem and said, "I'm not standing to show pride in a flag that oppresses black people and people of color. This is bigger than football, and it would be selfish of me to look the other way. There are bodies in the streets and people getting paid leave and getting away with murder. I'm not looking for approval. I have to stand up for people that are oppressed. If they take football, endorsements, I know that I stood up for what's right." Now, the 49ers coach, NFL commissioner, President Obama, they don't agree with him, but they say it's his constitutional right for free speech. And look what happened. You had four Miami Dolphin players take a knee. You had a lady soccer player, Megan Rapinoe. She took a knee, and she's definitely not black. Close to home, Brunswick football player took a knee. Rodney Axon, Jr., senior quarterback, after teammates made racial slurs to him. He met with police today, according to the NAACP. And when Chris Jackson, you remember the Denver Nuggets NBA player some time ago, he converted to Islam, became Mahmoud Abdul Rauf, and he refused to acknowledge the flag in protest on some of the same lines. He was suspended before a compromise was worked out, and he had to stand next to teammates and coaches. Now, a brother who's called into this show, been at the hip-hop workshop for years, even volunteered down at when Hurricane Katrina happened, been down to Louisiana, all of that. He had called me on Saturday before the workshop, and he asked me all my thoughts on Kaepernick. He wondered if it was too little, too late, considering where was the quarterback years ago. And, you know, Nameless is definitely right, except there's never a wrong time to do right. It's never too late to take a stand. I remember getting fired in 2011 for standing up against Cleveland Clinic for shutting down Huron Hospital on grounds hundreds would die. And guess what? I was right. Hundreds did die. And from standing, myself and a lot of others received awards thanks to Inner City Republican Movement, Donald Walker Brown. We fought so hard that Kevin Conwell was able to put a strong arm in for University Hospital to open up a level one trauma center because it was needed. And guess what? It was hard for me to live back then, but my convictions made me strong. And just think, the 1968 Olympics track stars, gold and bronze medal winners, track 200 meters, Tommy Smith, at that time age 24, John Carlos, 23, raised their fists during the anthem and were blackballed for years. Then again, what are your convictions? Can you stand for them? Can you sit for them? Hey, I have a couple of other people who have decided to call in. So with that being said, I'm going to go to the phone lines. I'm going to 216702. How you doing out there?
Oh, I'm doing great. And my condolences to you and your mom with your aunt passing.
Thank you so much.
Oh, I stand with the young man because he's right. And we still slaves. So he's right. It ain't free and equal for all of us. And I support him, and I'm a black Republican, and I still support his cause because I feel his pain. And I feel it a little bit more because I'm 100%. So I ask, you know, the black community, when are we going to get tired of putting politicians in, and the next thing you know, we get no results? Prime example, President Obama. We put him in, and he has not done anything. And we didn't put him in, not me, myself, because I thought Cynthia McKinney had a stronger platform in education in 2008. And in 12, I went with Romney because I was a Republican. But when are we going to put somebody in that's going to actually help the black community? Or when are we going to try something new and say we're not going to let the media tell us who to choose? Because the bottom of the line, time has come for us as the black community to step up and get our what we voted for is what we need to get, because we haven't been getting that here lately. And I'm just asking people to come out, felons. I'm asking felons to come out Sunday in between 12 and 6:30 just to exercise, to be able to exercise their right to vote. I don't care who you vote for, just as long as you exercise the right, because too many people have died, and we are the only race of people that want to forget our history, and then we get mad because it's not in the history books.
Wow.
Can you understand me, brother?
Yes, I can. As a matter of fact, I'm so glad that you came out, because I have to admit, and not taking up too much time, but I'll condense this and say that I remember when I first voted for our current president 8 years ago, I was one of the ones who was guilty of going down on East 79th Street, and I do believe the Lancers, before they burnt down and rebuilt, and Hot Sauce Williams, they were giving away free dinners and all of that. We danced in the street, and it seems like when the president got in and was elected, the Jewish community, the gay community, and the Latino community went with agendas. We didn't even attempt to have an agenda. It seemed like a lot of us were just happy at the time. And I fought a lot of our selected or elected leaders for not going out there and representing us, and for the rest of us for not holding people accountable. And I have to agree, nothing was done for us.
Well, brother, I wanna correct you on one thing. Remember, we always have an agenda as black people, even if we have to look back to Minister Farrakhan, because he's always had an agenda, right?
Right.
So the fact that the good minister and Al Sharpton and some more big-time people tried, I think Tavis Smiley, all of them tried to reach out to President Obama about the black community's agenda. But like everything else, it was swept under the rug because, oh, they're only slaves. That's not something I got to deal with right now. They don't come out in numbers. They don't vote. They stay at home. So, but my point is this. It's time now for us to do something different. And if, you know, the definition of insanity is to do the same thing over and over and expect a different result. And at this point, you know, Donald Trump, he's not a politician, so he's not perfect. He's just a man. And who's to say at 72 he isn't a better person? But the bottom of the line, he's not a politician. And why can't we give him a chance at seeing if he can make a difference? Because he says he's going to make America great again, because I've been living in America, and it ain't been too great for the black community, because ever since 1619, when slavery has occurred, we have continued to have been killed up until current day. So black lives do matter, and make no mistake about that. Just because I'm a black Republican, black lives do matter.
And do you think you'll be able to get a person like Trump to listen, because it it went at the Brook Park thing, and I think this is what concerns a lot of people. In Brook Park, maybe 2.5 weeks ago, when Donald Trump came through and sat at the table with a lot of people, Steve Loomis sat there with him, and he mentioned something that went totally against what you just said. Steve Loomis asked Donald Trump directly while sitting there at the table. His exact words were, "Hey, are you going for that false Black Lives narrative?" And Donald Trump said, no certain terms, he promised the police union leader, exact words, "You're going to have a friend in the White House." And when you hear somebody say that, or that they'll put in the right prosecutors, that everything will be all right, but you'll at least respect police, number one, this, that, and the other. Does it concern you, having been an activist, that if you step out on the curb, you might get clubbed and thrown in jail for protesting against police violence?
Well, it always concerns me as an activist, considering I'm supposed to be a citizen, and it would violate my constitutional rights, which would be the First Amendment to be it, right?
Right.
So, in Donald Trump's defense, in the Black community's defense, I asked for a town hall meeting. I don't want you to just have a walkthrough. In order to know about the Black community, you got to sit down with us and you got to talk to us. You can't just have walkthroughs because, you know, Donald has said a lot of things that he had to go back and take back, right?
Right.
He's known for that. So him telling Loomis one thing and you needing the Black vote to beat Hillary, which is more important? Because it would be the Black community. So right now, Black Lives Matter, and if Donald don't understand that Black Lives Matter, maybe he don't, he can get educated at a town hall meeting, because that's what in the Black community in the city of Cleveland, and that's what the inner city Republican movement, along with other groups, are asking for, is a town hall meeting. That's what we need. We don't need you to come do a walkthrough. We don't need you to kiss no babies, to shake no hands. We need you to sit down and answer some questions dealing with the Black community, because you done sat down with everybody except the inner city. You sat down with all these here educated Black people that have professionals that have left the inner city. So how can they speak for us? They can't. If you don't have a Cleveland zip code, then you can't speak for me. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Omarosa don't speak for me. Pastor Scott don't speak for me. Silk and Diamond and Silk, they don't speak for me. You know, Dr. Ben Carson, he don't speak for me because he don't live in the inner city. So until Donald Trump can come to the inner city and have a town hall meeting, sit down with Black Republicans and Democrats that have decided to vote for him, that are community leaders, then, you know, we're at what we would consider a standoff, because for Donald Trump to talk about he's going to be a friend to the police, that ain't what he need to be. He need to be a friend to the community that's going to put him in. Once again, I'm a supporter of Donald Trump, but he has to come to the Black community and find out what the inner city issues are, because they're different than suburbs and outside the inner cities across the country. But the one thing that the inner cities have across this nation, we have the same pain, we feel the same tragedy of our children being killed time after time. We feel the same tragedy of our Black men being institutionalized with this jail system on meager charges, but yet when it comes time to go to court, you got double or triple the charges. So across the nation, we all feel that pain. And make no mistake, your boy Clinton was the one that did the 3 strikes you out, so he's also the reason why a lot of households don't have fathers.
And Biden wrote that up for him, too, and thank you for giving us that history. And I just want to say that we look forward to seeing you out there this Sunday, noon to 6:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, registering felons for jobs and getting them able to vote in this November's election on East 105 in St. Clair.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you. That's some real talk right there. And, I'm looking at giving a couple of minutes up to 216-820, 216-820. How you doing out there?
All right there, Mr. Porter. It is me, Endo Dubsack from Black House Sound, calling in to let everybody know it was a phenomenal event this past Saturday at Cleveland State. You know what I mean? Black House Sounds put on a very great performance. Big shouts out to Sheriff Kilroy, to my main man, the hip-hop advisor, Mr. Milligram, Joe Legacy, the founder of Black House Sound, as well as Ronnie B, you know what I'm saying, the Unforgiven, who also came through with that hip-hop workshop news. You know, that was really good, you know. And then I'm going to tell you right now, you know what I'm saying, what I see is a dynasty building up here in Cleveland. You know what I'm saying? Because soon I know that we will come together. And just to inform everyone out there that don't forget to check us out on YouTube with the two videos, Pressure, as well as Thank You, Jesus. You know what I'm saying? If you want to know the file name, Thank You, Jesus, is Thank You, Jesus, CCR2. You know what I'm saying? You can look that up. Also, download that new Sheriff Kilroy video, Command, which will be coming up on CCR2, which will be released right around the corner once again. You know what I'm saying? The time is down. It is winding down, and it is about to be released. So check out my man Sheriff Kilroy on that. Also, don't forget to check out my man Joe Legacy, you know what I'm saying, with the Thank You, Jesus remix. That is also up there on YouTube as well. But overall, I just want to say that Black House Sounds make real Cleveland music. Big shouts out to Black Odyssey, who always show Black House Sounds some love. And most of all, I want to just show a lot of love and support to you, Mr. Porter, after what I just heard. I had no idea that your auntie passed away. You know what I'm saying? My prayers is with you and your mom and the rest of your family for your loss.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate that. And the rest of the family will also. Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed, man. You know what I mean? Because I've lost two of my aunties, so I know the feeling. You know what I mean? So just so you know, and don't forget, you know what I'm saying, available now, Black House Sound, CCR, Cleveland Conscious Rap, as well as that BHS Presents the Sheriff album. You know what I'm saying? Go out there and cop it in the streets or at your local neighborhood store soon. You know what I'm saying? But as of right now, Black House Sound still makes real Cleveland music, and we still putting out projects. And, hey, everybody just be on the lookout for that new CCR2 because it is very dynamic.
Thank you so much once again. And if you hold a line, I know we'll get into something that you should like.
Oh, yes, indeed.
And no problem. And tonight, 11 p.m. on the Facebook page of Alfred Porter Jr. period, profile picture of a sheriff's hat. Definitely will have that video coming out, probably with a few captions, a few thank yous, and all of that. I want to just say I thank you all very much for your input. Whether we agree on everything 100% or not, that's one of the problems that I've always seen, that is us not working together as a whole. I mean, there were so many people who had plans, and I do feel that our phone caller was right, but it was just so phenomenal to me that the Latino community's agenda was so powerful. They didn't just do a march on Washington. They shut down traffic, and the next thing you know, a lot of rights were given to them because of that, and other groups as well. And so when it comes to our community, I just hope that we not only use the power of the vote, but we use that unified power to get on whoever it is who would be our leader. With that being said, this song kind of fits everything. We're going to keep praying. Look forward to new music next week. But this is Black Odyssey. This says a lot right here.
With every eye closed, head bowed, let's talk to you for a minute. Just for a minute. Keep praying. No matter what.
It's a new day, new rhyme to say to my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray, trying to find ways to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God, keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the Our Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why bother? Ain't no love in this city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Until the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. And I'm gonna keep saying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying. I'm gonna keep praying.
They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up, wishing they could reverse life. Situation is strife. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door. Trading hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil Chris, 19, facing two murder cases. With a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Gonna say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
A moment of silence. Yeah,
said the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying,
Black Odyssey. And one thing that I can say is you got to keep praying. And then again, prayer without action is an inaction. Have a blessed week. Peace.